Welcome to Ring Ring. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode, the very first episode of Ring Ring. I'm here with Aaron and Tin and myself, Colin, on the mic right now. But before we get started, we just want to give you a little highlight of what to expect. Expect to laugh. Expect to be entertained by Tin, mainly Tin, but also us sometimes. This episode is for you. Let's get started.
Oh, fuck you, Aaron.
You go somewhere, Tim?
We'll play pool. Wanna come?
No.
Come on, yo.
Yeah, you're a bitch.
Hurry up, Tim.
Alright, shut up.
How's your class, Tim?
Really? Old Spice Sports?
How's your class?
It might not be.
It's kinda stressful. I got my first F today.
You got your first F?
Yep.
How'd you get your first F?
I didn't do my homework.
You didn't
do
your homework?
Neither did I.
For
I didn't
do my
anatomy
homework. So you guys both took an F today?
No, I got an email saying it was due today, but it wasn't. Like, it says it's due September 7th. Oh. I'm, like, so confused.
Ring, ring.
What the fuck?
Okay, got you.
Have you ever heard of that song?
Yes.
That's
we listened
bomb,
to it last
bro.
Night, too.
We listen to it every day.
Whoa, wait. Time out. What class did you get an F in?
English. Dumb. Hey, now wait up.
That's why you're from Vietnam, not from...
You're a fucking friend. Yeah, I can curse in Vietnamese.
Oh, yeah?
Mame.
What's up, Tim?
What's up, Colin? How was your day?
Pretty good. So, the class is till 11 to 4. What's going on, man?
Bro, So I got freshman experience in business at 11 to 12.
Yeah.
And then Microsoft computer from 11 to... From 12 to 1. And then a photography class from 1 to 3. And then I got that conversation circle set that international students had to do.
Gotcha.
From 3 to 4. It's fucking suck.
Yeah, I'm sure it does.
Yeah,
you know, how's those pictures that you were taking earlier of the guys?
Landon's?
Yeah, Landon's pictures.
Landon's and Aaron's pictures.
They coming together good?
Yeah, I came out pretty good, actually. I think Landon's a little bit hotter than Aaron.
Landon's a little bit hotter?
Yeah, so I only edited Landon's pictures.
Gotcha.
Aaron's not that hot.
Yeah, Aaron's a little turd.
Yeah, he's like laying down right now.
He's literally trying to take a nap.
Fuck.
He can't do that.
Fat ass.
Yeah, that's true. They asked him to go to the gym earlier and he said no. He said he had to study.
Oh, he didn't study at all.
He didn't study. He studied for a little bit and he went to bed. What's up, man?
Hey.
I heard they come in your room, man.
You in the podcast.
What's up, Jared? Welcome to the podcast.
We in the podcast. Let's get it.
Yes.
Yeah.
How you doing, boy?
Doing all right, man. Doing all right.
What's up with
homework done, so I'm just chilling, you know.
Yeah.
Wish mine was done.
We'll get it done then.
Yeah.
Hop on that.
We were just giving him a hard time. He has classes 11 to 4. Yeah, Aaron's sleeping.
He's a fat ass.
Is this a chair?
Yeah, it's a chair.
That's cool.
Sit down, bro.
One of those squishy chairs.
It's perfect for you to...
Yeah.
No, it's just lay down chin and have a girl on it.
Is it really a chair?
Extra balance.
Yeah, it is a chair. You'll sink all over the floor, but it's a nice chair. We got them for the room. There you go, boy.
Oh, shit. Is your butt touching around?
See, this one doesn't sink as much, and the one I'm in, it doesn't sink nearly as much either. We got these squishy chairs for our room, our dorm room.
I like
this.
They're
nice.
This is the perfect just... This is perfect, yo.
Yeah.
This is perfect for just sit, have a little podcast.
Yeah,
you know.
That's what we're here for.
Just chill, just
make
talk
the people,
about life, man.
Exactly, make the people laugh. Give them something to enjoy.
Give them something to enjoy. I like this one.
Give
right
me
here.
A girl, I enjoy it.
I can sit here for hours.
Tim, Aaron and I were talking earlier.
So wait, let me ask Tim a question.
Go for it,
Got it.
Tim.
You want to know...
I'm so sorry, bro, but I really don't know your sexual orientation.
That's what I was about to bring up! I was about to bring up the same thing!
No!
Okay,
you
okay.
You have to tell me.
So, for those listening, Tin, we are very confused. We think he might be bisexual because he hits on every man he sees.
Now listen.
Every female he sees.
Listen, people.
Welcome,
oh,
Landon.
Yeah, we got more Landon. What's going
Remember
on?
The podcast.
Another man just joined the
room. Leave me hanging?
The room.
Oh, yeah, hold on. I'll be right back.
So, for everybody listening, let me just clarify. I only asked that question because I don't understand. He starts, you know,
chilling.
He's just kind of chilling. We're just hanging out. All of a sudden, bam.
I like Nick.
A gay joke.
No.
I like Dick. That's just what he does. You like Nick or Dick?
Nick or both?
He likes both. He likes Nick's dick.
How about Nick?
So that's the only time. That's the only reason I ask him, because we hear so many jokes about random shit.
Exactly.
I think he's bisexual.
Our whole floor thinks he's bisexual.
Yeah, the whole freaking fourth floor thought that I was bisexual. But shit, I like girls, man. I mean, I'm trying to get girls right now.
Oh, right now?
Yeah.
Do we need to stop?
So my question
for you, introduce me, bro.
Oh, this is Landon joined. I forgot to tell you, Landon joined. He left and he's back.
Hello.
He is next door with Jared that you just met, and they are they're next door to us. We have a good time here on the fourth floor. Mm-hmm. Now, going back to Tim.
Okay.
You gotta tell me about the F you took a couple days ago. In English?
Yeah, it was in English. You know,
it was in English.
Yeah, I'm a foreigner. I'm an Asian. They made me do all the shit, and then I didn't look at the syllabus at all.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, yeah, I got this. This is first day of college. Got it. And then went to class, got one F, and I was like, what the fuck? Ring.
Tagline to the show. Ring.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, so English.
Mm-hmm.
How did you fail in English? Like, was there a test? Was it a quiz? What was it?
Okay, it wasn't a test or quiz. It was like some question like, what do you think your professor do and all that stuff. I didn't even know that there was a handout for that.
Oh, you just dropped your Nutri-Grain bar.
Oh, fuck. But eat it.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's how you got an F.
Mm-hmm.
So now we know how you got an F, and we know how Aaron got an F.
Mm. And we talked about his bisexualness.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
That's not an F, by the way. I got my second F today.
You got your second F today?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Tim, you got an F, bro?
Two F's.
Two?
Yeah.
How?
What does the two F's stand
School
for?
School only started 2 weeks ago, bud.
None of my grades have even been posted yet.
Facts.
Yeah, I got two F's already. I'm foreigner. Give me a break. It takes time. It takes time to fit in, guys. Come on. Are you guys foreigner? Where you from? Indiana? Okay, Indiana. Really? Where you from? Indiana?
You've been in Indiana for 2 years. Your grace period's over, bud.
Yeah. Two years
is the grace period.
This is your third year.
I didn't say I got A's in my whole 2 years.
Okay. So,
I got F the whole 2 years.
But it doesn't make sense for you to say that you're still adjusting after you've been here for 2 years already.
No.
Well, is the stereotype that Asians are smart real?
Okay. I've been listening to this my whole fucking 2 years. It's bullshit. They said that I'm fucking good at math. I took calculus in high school, and guess what I got?
What?
A motherfucking F.
Hey guys, we all understand he's not good at math because he can't even say calculus.
Yeah.
He said calculus.
Calculus,
okay.
Now, the fact though is Aaron was sitting there earlier, and he was telling me a story about how he was trying to do math, couldn't figure it out. You literally looked at the screen, and for 3 seconds, you read the problem, and you're like, oh yeah, the answer's 7. Didn't even write anything down on the paper. You just knew it. Now, how can you tell me that comes natural, and that you're
what
laughing
that
right now, Tim?
What is that?
Tell me how that. That's possible.
Okay. I think I'm kind of decent at math.
Oh, now it
but,
comes
okay,
out.
Okay, whatever, but I'm kind of like fucking around with teachers in high school.
Okay.
And always got an F because the first day I got in the class, he was like, you're an Asian, you do good in this class. I was like, I'll prove you fucking wrong.
I know he didn't say that.
I didn't say that, but I said, I proved you wrong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure.
And then I did.
So what's up with Jared and Landon? What have you guys been doing today?
Well, I got out of bed this morning and I couldn't walk because I hit leg day yesterday. And I hit 8 sets of 12 for squat, 10 sets of 10 leg extension and leg curls, and then 10 sets of 10 on a loaded bar calf raise.
And I hit those motherfucking stairs.
Yeah. Hit those stairs.
If you walk all the way to fourth floor, that's a fucking pain in the ass.
That's a workout itself.
What's this podcast called?
It's called Ring Ring.
For those of you who are new to listening on the Ring Ring, the fourth floor, we live on the fourth floor of Warren Hall, the University of Indianapolis, and Let's just say it's a walk. It's a very big hike.
Look at me.
I'm talking to the phone like it's a camera.
I know.
It's a fucking climb, guys.
Yeah, it is a mountain.
You understand.
It's like my cardio day.
The first few times, you're good. First few times throughout the day, you're perfectly fine. And then all of a sudden, it just gets hard. Like going down the stairs is hard. You're like, shit, why are my legs burning going downstairs?
Yeah.
For real.
Well, I feel bad for the people on the fifth floor because there is a floor above us. You know, and they just have like two more flights of stairs, and I feel bad.
And we gotta
tell, a penthouse, though.
We gotta tell the people listening that we are right across from the bathroom. So Tim likes to keep the door open so he can see all the men that have to go shower naked, walk back and forth.
How did you know I'm the one who hold the door open the whole time?
Because you always have the door open.
Oh, shit. Yeah, put my 3D glass on and be like, shit.
Yeah.
3D glasses?
Uh-huh. So you said,
how would those help?
You mean
your x-ray glasses?
Oh, yeah. That too.
3D, x-ray, same thing.
Damn, Tim, gay and stupid.
Gay and stupid.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Hey.
The gay part.
At least I got a girlfriend, Jared.
Stupid.
You have a girlfriend?
A little
different. I had a girlfriend.
You had a girlfriend.
He had a girlfriend.
You ever had a girlfriend?
I have had a girlfriend.
How many?
Let's just say that was toxic.
Oh, yeah.
It's
I have
fucking
girlfriend.
Oh, you're one of those boys
you
on Twitter. Or one of those females on Twitter. Get out of your toxic relationships.
No.
Toxic.
It is kind of annoying that I hear it so much, but that's why I say it, because there's no other way to describe it.
And for those that are in...
It was just a bad...
Yeah.
Bad relationship.
And, like, some toxic relationships are really, really toxic. And I think old people overuse the word toxic relationship.
Because eventually it just sounds...
Did you say old people do?
Nah, I said people... I mumbled.
Eventually it just sounds a little annoying. But let me just give some advice to the people out there. Give space to your partner. Let them have their space... To be their own person.
I got my partner's got three hours of space.
And hover over them.
Agree.
Preach it, brother.
Yeah.
Preach it, brother.
You guys have plenty of space.
I'm the prime example of space. I have a girlfriend. She lives in Evansville. Mm-hmm. She lives 3 hours away. It's like 3 hours south of here. And, you know, we give each other space. We trust each other, you know. And, you know, we're working out great.
And this is a loyal man.
That is true.
This is my roommate. I respect the hell out of this guy, even though I've only known him for 2 weeks.
Yeah, he's a very proud man. That is impressive so far.
Yeah, okay. Talk to me when your girlfriend is like on the other side of the earth. Yeah,
let's just. You didn't have a girlfriend.
Yeah,
though.
I was like,
no, she was a crush. Though.
No, she was not. Okay, I had a girlfriend my first year.
That's true. Hey, you want to tell us about your girlfriend story?
Your first
year?
That's a perfect story.
I want to hear it.
No,
come on, Tim. Let's go. I want to hear it.
Not today, guys. Maybe I'll save it for the next episode.
We got to start off with a bang on the first episode. You want to hear this, and we know that everyone else wants
to
hear it.
I want to hear the story, and then I'm gone, Tim. Leave me on a good note, man.
Just go.
Come on, Tim. I'll stop recording after you tell a story.
Okay, next episode.
Is this episode one?
This is episode one.
Sorry, everybody, I'm joining late, so I'm asking all these questions. I will be on the podcast on.
What do you
most
mean late?
Days.
It's episode one. You're just in time.
Yeah, you're not late at all, bro.
Did you guys introduce me as a guest?
Kinda, not really.
Okay, this Landon, he's not a guest.
So I only. Okay, for those listening, you already heard it. But basically, I introduced the three of us in our room. And then I said guests coming throughout the shows. So,
gotcha.
Right now, you guys are guests, but we can make you regulars.
I want to be a regular.
We could definitely be regulars. We can have some interesting conversations.
Yeah, you are literally our neighbor.
You heard
it
here first. Jared and Landon are now regulars.
All right.
That's not a
maybe,
good thing.
Maybe not like an everyday regular.
Jared
but
might
like,
not be here all the time because Jared actually has plans.
He actually has to study too.
He got space. He needs
have to study.
Jared talks to himself in the third person all the time too, so.
Holy shit.
Jared doesn't always do that. Jared is just doing that for the purposes of the show.
Okay.
Okay.
Tim.
What, babe?
You see what I mean?
You might think I'm bisexual, but this is a joke, bro. It's like a damn joke.
Well, it only becomes
we
a joke.
We don't know when
it's
you're joking.
It's a joke until you can control it. Until
okay,
you can't
so,
control it.
Yes,
then
but
it's
you
funny.
Say it so
back
often.
To okay. Tim.
Okay.
Back
what's
to
your
Tim.
Plan, what's your plans tonight?
Tonight?
Yeah. Don't ask me on a date. I'm just asking what you're up to.
Dang it. I got homework tomorrow, English again, and I might not do it.
He asked about tonight.
Yeah.
You said tomorrow.
I got homework tonight. So
to do tomorrow.
To do tomorrow. Okay.
Yeah, Landon, you're a regular. Come on.
That has nothing to do with it.
Yeah, I'm like gonna head down to the lobby, play some pools, hit up some girls.
How well has that worked for you so far?
Nah, not very much. Oh, okay, Landon. I'm not the one that. Not in that mind.
Well, dude, I got some awesome master sound effects on this too. Like, whoop, pow! I'll add one there. And then there's a bunch of sound effects that I'm gonna be adding through this.
Wait. I wanna hear that again. 3, 2, 1.
Whoop, pow!
Oh, bro, we no should sound effect. No, we should add the one that sounds like ring, ring.
We're gonna have to record that. If you heard a moan out in the hallway, that was not us. That was
okay. Yep. Well, I don't know. Me and Aaron might.
Can we talk about the fourth floor for a little bit?
Let's talk about fourth floor life.
Introduce the fourth floor to everyone.
Fourth floor is amazing. If you don't live on Warren fourth floor and you don't hang out with the people, Warren fourth floor, you're not cool enough.
Hold up. What floor are we on?
Warren. Fourth floor.
Okay, I just want to make sure they heard it.
Fourth
floor. Because I don't know if you said it enough.
Fourth fucking floor.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Listen. This is the best floor on the planet. Mm. This is what we call W4, a band of brothers.
Ooh.
You like that?
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, but.
And we've only known each other for 2 weeks. Yeah. 2 weeks.
And we're closer than anybody else.
It's been fantastic. I'm going to miss this, man, for real.
I'm not.
I'm going to miss this right here.
It just started. Why are you missing it already?
Yeah, why are you missing it?
I'm just saying.
Are you
going to
transfer or something?
I'm just saying I'm going to.
He's foreshadowing the free future.
Well, eventually all good things must come to an end. Unfortunately.
Man, with that downer.
Sorry, I was such a downer. But listen, I love these guys. No, I'm just playing.
But honestly, though, we can lead that right into Aaron's segment. Because Aaron talked about his family. He's asleep right now.
He's probably dreaming about some white chick, not...
I feel for my bro over here. Did you hear about him getting in friend zone? I feel bad for him.
Really? What happened? Tell me.
We're
roommates. Come on.
Dicks.
Cole Cooper. We got a guest now.
That's
a fourth floor vibe right there.
That is another fourth floor. Cole Coop. Also
yes,
known as
your Peyton,
Baby
right.
Coop.
No. Get fucking pissed at Call of Duty.
Reese,
we got another guest.
We got a whole squad up in
another
here.
Another bulky son bitch. Yeah.
We got a squad.
Look at this. If you looked at this chair.
What the hell?
You wouldn't even think it was a chair.
It's a chair.
But look, it's perfect. You can sit on this all day, take a shit.
Just spread them holes.
Bro.
We're getting fucked up tonight in the lobby.
Yeah, we will.
Safely for the viewers.
Safely,
for the
yeah, safely.
Nick's not on the floor.
We're talking.
Get fucked up in the lobby!
Every night, bro.
Yeah, pretty much.
What's
How
cool?
late did you stay up?
Me?
Yeah.
I stayed up to 3 last night.
What were you doing at 3 in the morning?
I did homework, kind of jerked off a little bit.
I was about to say. What else would Tim
yeah,
be doing at 3
the shower's
and
open.
That's
yeah,
why.
The nobody's showers now.
That's why you and Aaron came in so late last night.
Shit me out of
what's going on?
Oh,
cheers.
Major deja vu. Like, this has happened before. Has it not?
Like, it has.
This has happened.
This has happened before.
He came in and was like, I'm going to beat the fuck out of somebody. And you're like, cool. And then you guys shook up.
That's how he underwear. I've never been in
this. Yes, it was just like this. You were wearing that shit.
Put on some pants.
Dude, I just got off the phone. I was about to take a shower.
See? This is what I'm talking about. Ken loves this place.
You need to take a shower.
So we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Now, we got 7 people and a sleeping beauty.
So we have 8 dudes in a 3-person room, and it's pretty packed in here right now.
Yeah, he's been sleeping through this whole thing.
He's got his beats on.
I should kiss him right now.
We've been
sleeping beauty, remember?
He said sleeping beauty.
Maybe he's dead, bro.
Oh, shit.
Go give him a CPR.
Mouth to mouth.
Give him mouth to mouth.
Dude, no. Give him a kiss on the cheek. Give him a kiss on the cheek.
No, he would fucking hate me for a lot. Who would ask to change roommates?
Who would tell?
Didn't you just do that last night? Right in front of him?
I didn't kiss him.
You asked to change roommates right in front of
yeah,
the roommate.
Yeah, I did.
He did. He went to the RAs downstairs like, how do you change roommates?
I went to Nick, actually. I was like, how do you change roommates?
Oh, yeah, he was down there.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to shower and come in here and hang out with you guys. Because, like, I always think I'm going to do homework and I don't.
Yeah.
Same thing.
I'm going to
All right, Landon, what do you got for us with news?
Okay, so I've got a Florida man admits to drinking in a car, but not while driving.
Whoa, so he was drinking in his car.
Yes, here, let me see it. It says, local news reported the man slurring his words when police pulled him over, and he had a bottle of Jim Beam in his passenger seat, but he claims to have only been sipping it at stop signs and lights. And he went to jail.
That should be completely illegal.
It should be legal?
That should be illegal. I mean, he was stopped.
I mean, I guess you could say technically he wasn't drinking and driving, but...
So he was drinking under the influence.
He was drinking, then driving. Not drinking and driving, drinking, then driving.
Would he still be under the influence?
Yeah. I mean, he got arrested for it.
Did he pass his breathalyzer?
It says he went to jail, and that was it, so...
Well, we need to figure out if he passed his breathalyzer.
Well, hold on.
Let me see. What a goat.
You guys keep talking.
Tim, what do you think about that?
Well... You know what? In my country, we don't care about drinking. Yeah, we don't care about drinking. You can just you can just be high school student and then
what
just...
What kind of cars do you guys drive in your country?
Me?
Yeah.
Do I drive? Well, I have two Lambos and one Ferrari, the LaFerrari.
So you're rich?
And five BMW. No, they are Hot Wheels.
Ooh, okay, here it is.
I got a track, too.
He blew a one... Or a .153 and a .147.
That's legal.
What is legal?
I don't know.
She should blow.
If you can walk, you should be able to drive.
What's it called? Legal toxic or intoxication level? Yeah.
I'm not sure. That's impressive though. Isn't it like .8 or .08?
Legal intoxication level is .08. So he was. So he was double the legal limit.
Oh, fuck.
That's okay.
Yeah,
how much do you weigh? I mean, the bigger you are, the more you can withstand.
Hold on.
These are the things we need to know, guys.
Fat people coming in clutch.
Great.
Earl Stevens Jr. His name was Earl Stevens Jr.
Is he hot?
He was like 60.
Oh, never mind.
Tin White, doesn't matter if he's hot or not.
I don't know, man.
Why does it matter the age?
Here you go. Here's the guy.
I mean, he was not...
He's 69 skinny. Years old.
He's not a skinny fellow.
As long as 69, I'm good. Oh, never mind.
There's a picture of it.
So what else we got?
Let's see here. By the way, we get our news, our strange news from the NPR, National Public Radio. Let's see here. Man with the world's largest or longest fingernails cuts them off after 66 years.
He doesn't have a wife.
See that picture?
Okay, so first off, what makes you decide, you know what, I'm going to grow my fingernails for 66 years?
Well, let me see.
And then, what makes you decide to cut them?
I mean,
I don't even carry them around.
Have you seen Jackass?
No.
Yeah.
Well, I've seen it on some of them.
Yeah, like, what they did was, like, the guy lives in India, and they put a bag over his nails, and just kept them in, like, a paper bag.
Whoa. How do you drive?
It was India. I assume he doesn't drive.
One-handed. That's racist.
Yeah, that's racist, guys. What? Come on! We have a minority in the room.
I am the minority.
Tim, you're not a minority.
There's actually two. Okay.
There's actually more of you than there are of us.
So, right now, in the room, everybody's going around and say their names. So I'm Colin, obviously.
Yeah, my name is Tim. I'm a foreign exchange student from Vietnam. Let's go.
Who else is in the room?
Cole.
Just Cole?
Just Cole.
I'm Landon. Just Landon.
My name's Rhett.
Okay. And?
Isaias.
Yep. And thanks. Isaias clearly stated before we got in here that he did not want to talk. And then what does he do? He talks.
Peer pressure.
Baby
Peer
Coop. Pressure. Baby Coop instead.
Yeah, Baby
Coop.
Baby Coop.
Baby Coop.
Yeah.
Tin Man.
Anyways, so that's what's Rhett. Going on right now in the room.
We might have to have some girls over.
Shut up, Tin.
Tim, wouldn't you be happy if we had guys over?
I mean, I am happy right now.
Okay, so back to the fingernails, though. Why would you grow them out for 66 years?
He doesn't want to have sex, to be honest.
What does that have to do with growing your fingernails out?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, hold on. Let me get back to it here.
Did they turn black? Like, imagine all the stuff that get in
really
dark. No, gross.
He looks like turds on his hands.
Why are you working out right now?
I'm not working out. I'm laying there.
His nails, they were about 6.5 feet long.
That's disgusting. That's taller than me.
That's 909 centimeters for those in the metric system.
Yeah!
It says it didn't stop him from leading a normal life. He was married, had two children, and worked professionally as a photographer.
Hey, is this good?
I don't know. How do you take pictures like that? I mean, you guys obviously can't see the picture, but look it up. His name is Sridhar Chalal of...
Yeah, because we can just spell that.
Just look it up. Man with world's longest fingernails. I mean, I'm sure you could find him. He lives in Pune, India.
Does it say why he decided to cut them off?
After 66 years, he just had enough.
Yeah,
he just said he wasn't going to cut them off, so... I don't know.
Yeah. Anything else we got?
We can do one more. Let's see. Let's see. Which one did we talk about earlier? Which one?
The drunk driving, and then
the fingernails.
The fingernails. What else?
Boys in the room.
Here we go. Kids these days. Unruly goats graze hell across suburban Boise, Idaho.
Whoa, before we go into depth about that, what do you think the title of this is going to lead into?
Ring, ring.
What the fuck?
What do you think it's going to lead into? Grazing. What do you think this article is about to be about?
I say goats grazing hell.
Goats. Probably, like, goats that probably just they got lost from the farm.
Suburb.
Yeah, it says Joe Paris of KTVB News in Boise, Idaho, said that about 100 goats are on the loose right now in a Boise neighborhood. They're going house to house, eating everything in sight. Perfect. Nobody has a clue where they came from. Updates to follow. And he's got pictures here. Joe Paris on Twitter. That's kind of funny. Here's a video.
The world is messed up, that's for sure.
Yeah, here's that video.
I think we should get a goat for our floor.
Mascot! Let's go. No, we Greyhound, remember?
But... Our Billy floor can have so much cooler. A goat? Mascot.
I know. Yeah. I want it to be a chicken.
I mean, we're all goats.
I'm kind of hungry, though.
So
I could have made such a racist joke.
Oh, wow. Okay. Thanks, guys.
All right. So let's get on to the fact of we're all here together right now. We're about to watch the football game.
Boo.
On Thursday night. The Falcons and the Eagles.
Eagles all day.
Tim, do you even Falcons. Watch football?
Yes,
do you know what an eagle is?
Yeah. Is it a chicken running around?
No.
Oh, I knew it was going to be something like that.
Okay. But yeah, so.
So football is where you shoot hoops, right?
No, that's basketball.
Oh, okay, so football is when you kick the ball and then to make it into the goal.
No, that's
with
soccer.
A goalie. Oh.
That's soccer.
That is football. That is football. But like we call it soccer.
Yeah, what the hell, guys? Come on. English is English.
Okay, so in America, football for us is like the...
Helmet and shoulder pads and guys hitting each other really hard.
Running at each other as fast as they can.
Oh, yeah. I want to do that.
Oh, you would like that.
You would
yeah,
like
I would
that.
Like that. I would...
Guys tackling each other. Yeah.
Basically, you grab guys all day. That's what you do.
Okay.
Can I grab the other thing?
No.
Okay.
So tonight...
Are you good, bro, over there?
I'm all right.
He got a broken heart. Just like...
Ooh,
wow.
You want to explain what happened?
Way to put me out there.
We'll
like,
put the football game on hold. We want to hear this.
So, like, this girl dumped me.
Oh! Ooh! No, for full power!
No, it was 3 weeks ago, though.
Okay, so...
Bro, it's time to move on.
What? So, she dumped you,
no,
and you're
but
still...
She, like, I went to a football game, and she was there, and then, like, I was walking back to my car, and then she flipped me off and honked me. The horn.
She flipped you off?
Yeah,
if I wasn't mistaken, weren't you hanging out with like three different girls last week?
What? It's true.
No.
He did have he had girls up here.
I don't have girls.
I heard it from your room.
I don't have girls like that.
Wait, what were you doing in my room again?
Nothing.
On your bed, to be honest.
Was it on his bed? It was on my bed.
All right,
it was on
okay.
the desk.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
I mean, towards the end.
Okay, football.
Yeah, football.
Anyways, the defending champs, Eagles, are playing tonight against the Falcons. And I'm going to go.
Let's go!
Let's Marvin.
NFL season over. I cannot be more excited.
What do you guys think of the Eagles quarterback situation? It's a nightmare right now.
Well, I don't think it's that big of a nightmare because, I mean, Foles is the defending Super Bowl MVP. I mean, he's doing something right.
He played like crap in the preseason, though.
Peyton Manning.
Peyton Manning retired.
Like, Peyton Manning retired
4 or 3 years
Five
ago.
5 years ago.
Wait, what about what about Oladipo?
Shut my mouth.
So, anyways, Nick Foles, the Super Bowl MVP champ, played like crap in the preseason.
Well, that's the preseason.
And their line looks awful. I don't know how they're gonna pull it together for this first game. I'm going with the Falcons on this one.
Yeah, Atlanta's just as bad. They ain't got anything put together right now.
Wait, what do you mean?
Atlanta?
Oh, Atlanta. I thought you said Landon's just as bad. I was like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
I don't know. I really like the Falcons' chances in this game. I think they're going to catch them off guard because
it's
going to
be a good game.
Yeah, Wentz was reported to have taken snaps in practice, and he is potentially could be starting tonight. But we all know that's a bunch of horse shit.
Well, they just said ESPN just reported that he's probably going to be out a couple weeks.
Yeah, so
they're just going to take it slowly.
That's just people. They just want people to get interested in the game. There's no way that's going to happen.
Yeah.
So Foles will be starting, and if he plays like he did in the preseason, I don't see him winning this first game. I see Atlanta coming out on top.
Yeah. I'll go ahead and pick Atlanta because, I don't know, I just think they're the overall better team. But I don't think Atlanta, like, I feel like tonight Atlanta's the better team. But overall, I feel like Philadelphia's going to come back from a loss tonight. So
what will win tonight's game is purely defense. Because the offenses are always crap at the beginning of the season.
Yeah, offenses are
it's always
because I got to figure out what they're doing.
It's always the defense, see ball, get ball, let's go. Hit people as hard as you can.
See balls, hit balls?
Yeah. See the guy
see
with
balls,
the ball?
Hit balls?
See the guy with the ball, hit the guy with the ball.
Where did they tell you that at football?
Did you see that?
Yeah, it's raining.
Yeah, it's raining there, so.
It's not raining outside.
It's going to be nice.
That's
and
an equalizer. That's just going to make the game even better.
Oh, okay.
Final score.
Now that
final score.
Wait.
Whoa. Final score, I'm calling it now, 13-9 Falcons.
Well, that's a low-scoring game.
Mm-hmm. It's wet and sloppy out there.
It's going to be higher than that.
Okay, now.
Okay.
Now with the rain, you have to go more running game. And Atlanta's running game is not really there.
I got Devontae Freeman in one of my fantasy leagues, so.
But they got AJ Ajayi or whatever his name is.
AJ Ajayi.
Yeah, he's back.
Yeah.
I don't know. I might switch my pick here.
Okay, I'm switching my game score. I'm going to say 21-13 Falcons.
6-9 Eagles.
Okay.
9-6
I think I'm going
to. I like 6-9.
Now that I see that it's raining, and you know the high-powered offense is usually sloppy at the beginning of the year, I might switch my pick from the Falcons to the Eagles. I think I'm going
to
go Eagles.
To the Eagles?
Yeah, to the Eagles.
ESPN matchup is given 58% Philadelphia, 41% Atlanta.
Ooh. I think I'm going to go 32-21 Philadelphia.
Vegas Superbook says that they're going to score 44 points combined. I don't know about that, but
32-21 Philadelphia.
32-21.
All right. Now that we got that for tonight's game out of the way, what about Le'Veon Bell? Have you heard about Le'Veon Bell? What's going on with him? Holding out. His own offensive line calling him out, saying that he needs to get his butt to camp.
Holy shit.
Needs to start in the game.
Putting
because,
that lightly.
Whew, yeah.
Yeah.
If I'm not saying the Steelers' line isn't good or anything, but when he does the stuff he does, I'm pretty sure at this point he can do whatever he wants.
Yeah.
Like, ain't nobody going to – No one's gonna cut him. No one's gonna release him. And if the Steelers did, they just lost an all-star player, and their running game's hurt.
Well, the way he's at his contract right now, if he doesn't sign, then he's in like no man's land. They can't penalize him for not signing.
He's got till week 10, I think.
Yeah, I mean his contract. He's in a weird spot right now where he's demanding
He's not on contract. He's on franchise tag.
Yeah.
So he's only getting he's only getting like 12 or 14 million a year or something like that.
It's,
you know,
it's
only,
cause that's not enough to live on.
No. Well, I read an article the other day on ESPN. They said he's getting 406 he got 406 touches last year, and that was like way more than anybody else, but he's still not the highest paid back in the league.
If he wanted to be, he could go as a free agent right now and get picked up for however much money he wanted.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Well, but he's been franchise tagged.
Exactly.
So he can't, not until probably next year.
He's a free agent in 2019.
Now, the thing is, at what point do you give in and you're like, okay, I want to play football this year. It's only going to make me more marketable next year. And you just deal with what you got. I mean, from what it sounds like from the media is, he's been given an upgrade
in his salary, but he's demanding even more. Like, just take the money that they're going to give you, upgrade your marketability for next year, and then go somewhere else.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Somewhere that wants to pay you. Yeah. Because sitting out, that's not going to help you. It's not going to help your team.
It's only going to be it's going to hurt his reputation.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah. There's no such thing as bad publicity.
Yeah, that is true. That is
talking
very
about
true.
It right now if he wouldn't have done it.
It's true. That's
publicity
true.
Is publicity. If he's just getting his name out there, he's getting noticed for even more stuff.
Either way, whether he does play or not, or he's with the Steelers or not this year, Le'Veon Bell will be playing football.
Oh, yeah.
Somewhere. He's got a lot of...
So shut up at J.J.
I'm with the high school with this guy.
I'm playing him.
Yeah. I would in the rain like
yeah,
that tonight.
I've got...
Who's your other running back?
Saquon Barkley.
Yeah. Le'Johnny.
He's supposed to get more points than J.J., but like they said, it's raining. So he's
but I mean, when's the last time you saw own teammates like that coming out and publicly stating?
I've never seen
that. That's incredible to say. Shut up and get here.
Ooh. Shut up,
and that's lightly.
Shut up, Tim.
This woman is my destiny.
I woke up being Chris Brown's body.
Ring, ring.
Tin, is that your favorite song?
Yeah, it is. Well,
Freaky
yeah.
Friday, Lil Dicky featuring Chris Brown.
You know
maybe
what?
It's the other way.
I have no clue. You know what, Tin? I promised you that we could talk about whatever you wanted after we got done with the news and football.
Yeah, this is getting real boring. I don't like basketball.
We wrapped it up.
We're not talking about basketball. We're not talking about basketball.
We wrapped it all up. So
Pacers,
Tin,
whatever.
Tin,
that's still
the
that's
floor
still
is yours.
Did you just call me Tim?
I said Tin.
Okay.
The floor is yours, Tin. What
the
do you want to talk
floor.
About?
Well, the fourth floor is it's
what
the
do
girl
you
size
talk
up.
About?
What girls? Do you want to talk about?
Girls.
How's what happened to that girl?
Okay, whatever.
What happened to that girl you're gonna bring up to our room the other night?
Did you have a crush on a girl?
Really?
Who broke your heart, Tin?
Who's the girl?
Okay, Nick broke my heart.
Nick broke your heart. Nick's
who's
a guy.
Who's Nick? Who is
you
Nick?
You said you want to talk about girls.
Well, both. Don't be sexist. Come on now.
Who's Nick? Explain who Nick is.
Come on. It's complicated. It's relationship. It's the pain in the ass. You probably know, Cole.
I know. I understand.
No, you gotta tell us a little bit more.
Okay. The girl you wanna know the girl that I like?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah.
I do wanna know.
Her name is Mariah Hamm. And we usually do it in the shower.
Her name is my right hand.
Or our left hand. Dude, left hand upside down. Oh, let's go.
How long has this been happening for?
Well, this relationship, my whole life.
Your whole life?
Uh-huh.
When did you guys start actually doing that stuff, though?
Yeah, like, I don't know. Probably, like, 2 months ago.
That's the first time you guys even started doing anything?
Mm-hmm. In the shower, too.
Is that the only place you do it?
Not really. I did it on Lennon's bed.
No! I don't want that.
That's too far, I think.
All right, what else you want to talk about, Tim?
I don't know. What do you guys want to talk about besides basketball?
We never talked about basketball.
Do you want to talk about basketball?
No.
Okay, we won't talk about basketball.
You don't want to talk about your balls going in hoops?
My balls going in hoops? Oh, that's like two balls, though. So that's a double. Double dribble. That's a double dribble.
Wait, Tim, what was the measurement that you used to describe your erection the other day? What did you call it?
What the erection?
When your wiener gets hard?
Oh, that's a boner, bro.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. I was using actual terms.
Yeah, come on.
But what did you say it looked like?
Whoa. Somebody told me that it looked like an egg roll.
Somebody told you that?
Yeah, I was like, fuck, damn, she's right.
I was there when it happened.
You
oh,
were?
Wait, what?
Wait, what? No, Katie, that girl down the lobby.
Wait, which one? Which one's Katie?
How did you get a boner in front of everybody?
Not like a boner. Whoa, we went to Steak and Shake. And I didn't have a boner. She just started calling my dick egg roll. I was like, okay.
So do you think that's racist?
I got used to it. Cole called me that all the time.
What?
Wait, what? No, neither one of us have ever called you that.
Really? No, Aaron called me that.
Oh, I miss Aaron. Where's he at?
classes.
Aaron's at class right now.
Oh, really?
How was your classes today?
My classes today? They were pretty good. Tim, get your leg off me. Shoot, what day is today?
Thursday,
yeah. Yeah, I had...
The day before Friday.
I had three... It's Friday. Friday. It's Friday Eve.
This chair sucks.
You suck.
You suck. No, his girlfriend sucks.
She doesn't.
Oh, shit.
You don't know yet.
All right, so I had three classes today. I had my first year seminar, Stranger Things, Literature and Nostalgia. And then I had Religion 202. And then I had Sociology 101, pretty typical. My kinesiology class got canceled today, again, which was great. And, I've had a pretty good day.
Sounds nice.
Why do they keep filling the ring?
I had one class today, only one.
What? Fuck you.
Yeah.
But did your weekend start at 2 o'clock today?
No, did yours?
Yes.
Holy cow.
I have one class tomorrow.
How many credit hours are you taking?
It's not even a class. It's like speech. It's speech team.
Shit, me too.
I'm taking 16.
16
How many
hours?
Are you taking?
13, 14. Yeah,
you know,
I got like...
You know 13, 14
is it? Way more.
It's 14
and
13.
Probably at 14, yeah.
Sam, what's your favorite, like, American food to eat?
Long John Silver's.
Why is Long John Silver's your favorite?
Bro,
I guarantee you there's Long John Silver's in Vietnam.
There is.
No, that's not.
No. I mean, there's one right down the road, but...
There's no Long John Silver's in Vietnam.
Have you had Red Lobster?
Red Lobster, yeah.
Have you had their biscuits?
Yeah.
Oh, like the Red Lobster biscuits?
Well, please tell me why you like Long John Silver so much.
Because when I ordered a plate and everything came out was in yellow.
Huh?
It was all fried.
Yeah, the food was in yellow. You didn't get that? Come on now.
So it was all
like fried food?
Fried food?
Yeah, I like deep fried food. That's why I came to America.
Do you like fair food?
Vietnam breaking news.
Oh, what the fuck? Ring, ring.
What the fuck?
Oh, no, there's nothing.
Oh, shit. Wow, thanks, guys.
What?
Ooh, you know what sounds super good right now?
What?
Girls.
Thank you, Tim. Peanut butter milkshake.
No.
Ooh, do you want to go get one later?
No.
Peanut butter milkshake?
Yeah.
From where?
I don't know.
Steak and shake. Egg roll.
Nah.
Man, kind of pissed when she called me that.
Who's Katie?
Hey, Tintin. Pull.
The girl,
never mind.
Did you just call him Tintin?
Yeah, I call him Tintin.
The girl that got late.
What?
The one that's with Andrew.
Really? She was?
Yeah, Andrew was in her room like all morning.
Ooh.
He definitely didn't fuck. He definitely didn't. I know Andrew. There's no way he could have. Right, Landon?
Okay, what? So we're watching the Thursday night football like pregame show, and they literally just zoomed in on one man in a poncho, out in the stands.
In a poncho?
A poncho.
A
poncho. It's a
no one is around him. He's just sitting there, by himself.
Everyone else is under a canopy, trying to stay dry.
What a man right there.
I mean, he probably
fighting
just
the weather.
Doesn't care.
I'm a man.
He's dedicated.
Yes, Tim. You
like
are a
Benjamin
man.
Franklin out there with a kite and a. And what was that, a key?
No, it was a...
Kite and a key.
Yeah, it was kite and a key.
Taking on the lightning storm.
There you go.
Well, pow. How did he not die?
What a shocker.
Puns for days. Anyways.
Where is that menu?
In your butt.
So there's nothing else you want to talk about, Tim? Usually you have everything you want to talk about.
Not really. I'm doing homework right now. Stress me out. Financial accounting, bro.
Financial accounting.
Oh, really? Yeah, you got like 4 questions. I got like 50. Like literally 50.
I used to be in that class.
That's racist.
How is that racist?
Yeah. Why am I getting 50 questions and he got like 5?
I have a different teacher. Mine's better.
I had 43 questions, I think.
I got 43.
Yeah, that's what I had. I did all mine.
When you want to do mine?
No, I don't want to do yours.
Why not?
I already did my
own
work.
That's racist.
Tim, not everything's racist, bro.
Yeah, well, that's like your go-to.
Yeah, I know.
That's racist. No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, Steak and Shake, I found it. They have peanut butter cup milkshakes. It's peanut butter and chocolate with delicious hand-dipped... Wait.
Man, if they have peanut butter banana milkshake...
They do.
Peanut butter and chocolate combined with our delicious hand-dipped milkshake is absolutely amazing. Topped with whipped cream and a cherry.
Whoa, is it absolutely amazing or just amazing?
It's absolute amazing. It says absolute on the website. So they've got birthday cake, M&M's, Nutella, very berry, strawberry, chocolate chip cookie dough. Oh, they have a regular They have a regular peanut butter and a chocolate peanut butter.
Gross.
They have Oreo cookies too for like a dollar, I think. Like Oreo ice cream cookies?
Oreo ice cream?
Yeah.
Oh, I want that. Dude, that actually sounds
good. All the shakes are $3.89.
But the cookies are a separate thing, though. They're not a shake.
I just had Pop-Tart. I kind of feel bad about it.
Pop-Tart?
Wait till later.
What?
Like, wait like an hour. You'll be hungry.
Yeah, let's all go to Steak and Shake.
Yeah.
What do you guys think about UND getting their butts kicked last week?
Goodness, that was disgusting.
Yeah, if wait, I had played,
in what?
I would be
football.
Shooting hoops.
Football.
Our school.
It's a different sport, Tim.
Oh. Our school
Tim,
got
we're back on
their
football.
Butts kicked.
Who beat us?
Grand Valley?
We're at the University of Indianapolis, by the way, in case y'all didn't know.
Grand Valley creamed them.
Grand Valley State up in Michigan.
Yeah, it was bad. It was like a slaughtering.
I tore that ligament.
What, your LCL?
The ACL.
Oh, ACL?
Actually, my LCL didn't.
Do you think they'll do any better this weekend? You think Coach will keep them around?
Well, Wayne State sucks.
Oh,
so
we're good then.
They definitely said that was probably the hardest team they're going to play in their conference.
Yeah, because...
And they play them right at the back?
I mean,
what a
at
stupid
least,
move.
At least Grand Valley is good, you know? Like, it's not... It wasn't a bad loss. Like, it might have looked like that on the scoreboard.
Update. The man that was sitting in the rain by himself is now standing, taunting others, telling them that it's dry out and they need to start the game.
Let's go.
He is on national television waving his hands, taunting other members of his fan... of his own fan base.
Yeah, okay.
What a hero.
Wayne State went 5-6 last year. We only beat them by 3 last year. Tim, stop rubbing my leg, bro.
fight!
Yo, next episode, we're doing Fight Club.
Dude, we got boxing gloves.
What's the first thing?
One pair.
What's the first thing you? What's the first rule about Fight Club?
You don't talk about the Fight Club.
Exactly.
I didn't talk about the Fight Club. I mentioned it. Wait,
you
that's
just told everyone about Fight Club.
I didn't tell anybody
about
Fight Club. I said we should have Fight Club.
Have you never seen the movie Fight Club?
I haven't seen the
Maybe
movie.
Maybe you should go watch it again so you learn the rules.
I've never seen it.
Brad Pitt is hot.
Tim, what did you just say?
I said Brad Pitt is hot.
Not Angelina Jolie?
I don't know, man. I kind of like Brad Pitt more.
What?
What, guys? You see my guns?
They must not be loaded.
I got to Photoshop Cole Cooper's guns. So like
Cole Cooper's guns?
Wait, which gun was talking about?
Your arms. Your guns.
Oh, I thought...
Bang, bang.
I thought about the gun with two bullets.
Ring, ring.
Fuck.
Yeah, where did that come from? Where did that come from?
Talk about that.
That came from a song, Freaky Friday, by Chris Brown and Lil Dicky. Ring, ring, what the fuck? I woke up and I'm Lil Dicky.
Yeah, but how did you sing it?
Me?
Yeah.
That? I just sang it.
No, we want you to...
I don't think that's what you said, though.
We want you to sing it.
I woke up being Chris.
Hold on. Let me pull the song up.
Okay, let's go.
You just cut him off just like that.
I definitely thought when you sang it, though,
is
you
this
said,
copyright?
Ring, ring, what the mm-hmm. fuck?
Probably.
I woke up and I have it.
I mean, I'm just playing it on Spotify. I'm giving him credit.
Hey, so
no.
After this, you need to tell us about your muscle milk that you didn't drink enough of.
What?
Okay,
why are
okay,
we talking
okay.
about
I got the song. I got the song. Here we go.
That's me. I woke up Chris breathing. Oh my gosh, I'm a man. I'm so fly and I can dance. This tattoo on my neck, I just played some Kanye. I told him I'm his biggest fan, yeah. Gotta be holding my hand, yeah I do. Holy shit, I gotta keep. Oh, I can sing so well. You pussy ass. I woke up being Chris Brown's body. Yeah, I'm not singing that part. The last part.
What last part?
What up, man?
Oh, you don't have to. Keep going. Just keep going. Keep going.
No, come on, bro.
It's great.
Keep going. Keep going.
We're halfway through.
Ten.
Nobody says this is the concert.
Ten. Come on. Ten. Ten.
Ten.
Ten. Ten. Ten. Ten. Ten. Ten. Hey.
Yui. Okay, I'm not saying I believe that it's Freaky Friday, yeah, it's Freaky Friday. I'm in crystal body, I'm driving Ferrari, I'm like skin flat. Ring, ring. Get it, get it, get it. That part right there, get it.
We got it, we got it, okay. We get it, that's where this, the ring ring comes from.
Ring, right. Ring.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure when you sang it, you said ring, ring. I woke up and I have a little dicky.
No, that's
what I heard last night.
Cole Cooper made that up. Well, I do, but
all right, is that so it for tonight?
Where are you from?
No, okay, never mind.
Yeah, where are you from? In Vietnam.
Well, I'm from Vietnam.
Okay, that's good enough.
Okay, yeah, there you go.
What city?
The only city in Vietnam. I'm just kidding. That's one city. I came from Ho Chi Minh City.
Do you live like in a, is it like a city, or is it like kind of out in the country in Vietnam?
It's kind of like the biggest city in Vietnam. Okay. And it suck. I mean, I love biking, and I cannot bike at all because traffic is just horrible. Yeah, red lights and other shit, and it just screw me up. That's why I'm not.
Wait. What kind of, do you guys have to drive on like the right side of the road there?
So we have scooters too. Scooters drive on the right side of the road and cars drive on the left side of the road.
That's messed up.
Well, that's two way though.
Okay.
Like, so that's basically four lanes.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Like, every road's four lanes?
Yeah.
And
well,
only,
not every.
Only scooters
not every.
Are allowed in like the right lane?
Yeah, only scooters are allowed. Well,
okay.
They broke the rules every time. But
another great question.
Okay.
Which way do your toilets flush?
Oh, shit. I think it's clockwise.
Clockwise?
I'm pretty sure.
I've never paid attention.
Which
to
way
that.
Do ours flush?
Oh, I don't know.
Let me check it out right now.
Okay, go check it out. Tin's running to the restroom. It's not that far away. It's right across the way. Like we told you earlier, he likes to stare at men that are naked go shower. So, I mean, it won't take him long.
Oh, they delayed the game.
They delayed the game?
Yeah, 8:55.
Oh, my goodness. An hour?
Dude, it's not clockwise.
It's not clockwise?
So counterclockwise.
Yeah, counterclockwise. Well, sorry, I'm a foreigner.
It's okay.
Okay, so
I'm just letting you know.
I woke up and I'm a little dicky.
All right.
Ring, ring.
What the fuck?
So it goes the opposite way in Vietnam.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mhm. Mhm. Mhm.
Cool.
Love you.
Love you too.
Can we go to Vietnam with you for a field trip?
Can we take a weekend?
You can. I mean, I'll fly you on my plane.
You have a plane?
Yeah, Hot Wheels, bro.
Hot Wheels.
Hot Wheels make planes?
Yeah, they do.
Alrighty. Well, I think it's time that we wrap it up.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. It's time. We've got our time in. We're good for the day.
Yeah, we're arguing now on the podcast in the very first episode.
No, we're not. We're not arguing.
What are we arguing about?
Yeah, what are you arguing
about? Time.
The clockwise and all the shit.
No, we're not arguing.
Oh. Literally.
Wait, yeah. We didn't talk about shit. Did you shit in the toilet while you were there?
Yeah.
That was the fact.
Well, I didn't shit. I didn't shit, but I jerked off.
You just said you did.
Well, I jerked off. Wait, who farted? Come on.
Cole.
Are you? Cole? Wait, what? Which Cole?
Yeah, there's two Coles.
I'm telling Aaron that you're farting on his bed.
Dude, Aaron. I can't believe
that it's Freaky Friday. Yeah, it's Freaky Friday. I'm in Chris Brown's body.
You should join the acapella team here.
I know. Well, I'm too good for that. Yeah, they kicked me out because of that.
They kicked you out because you're too good?
Yeah.
That's funny.
That's hard.
What's your favorite? Okay, obviously you love Freaky Friday. If you had to pick a different genre of music, what would you pick?
If I got locked away. No. Because girls like you run out, guys like me. So now when I come through, I need a girl like Cole.
Oh.
He just called you a girl.
What is your favorite artist? Who's your favorite artist?
Oh, this is.
I've got Girls Like You pulled up if you want to sing it.
No. Bruno Mars.
Do it.
Bruno Mars. Is Bruno Mars popular in Vietnam?
Yeah, he does.
Who's the most popular American in Vietnam?
Uptown Funk. Popular man? Me.
Oh, you're the most popular man in Vietnam?
Yeah.
Who's the most popular artist in Vietnam?
Me.
No. Most popular American
artist.
Who's
the richest man in Vietnam?
Me.
Why are you here?
I don't know. I just want to see girls, bro.
They don't have girls in Vietnam?
I want to see American girls.
They don't have American girls in Vietnam?
Well, there's a few, but... not that hot. Not like cold. Are you serious?
Alright,
it's game time, y'all.
We're going to end this podcast.
This episode.
Yeah, I don't know why I said podcast. This episode.
Because you're stupid.
Yeah, I am stupid. But we're all hungry, and we're going to snack and watch football.
And bro down.
Yeah. So I hope you guys enjoyed the first episode.
Ho down.
Exactly.
Oh, guy down.
The fourth.
Shut up, Tim.
That's what a bro down is.
So we're gonna end this episode.
Peace out from the fourth floor.
We hope to see you all soon.
Roll hounds.
Stay safe. Have fun. And try to stay off.
Drugs. Yes.
Yeah.
Peace, everybody.
Adios. Thank you for tuning in. We'll see you all soon. Okay, Tim. Bye.
All right. Peace.
Hey, Tim, say it one more time.
Ring, ring.
What the fuck?